Let me turn to now to our last witness, Carol W. LaGrasse, President, Property Rights Foundation of America. Your testimony?
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
And thank you, Representative Bishop, for the honor of testifying today. The Property Rights Foundation of America is a nationwide grassroots volunteer organization based in Stony Creek, New York. I'm a retired civil and environmental engineer. The 600-mile Washington-Rochambeau Trail passes through many areas where property rights could be affected. I'd like to testify about five deficiencies of Park Service trails and how they could be corrected for this proposal. Two interrelated problems with the trails that are the top secretness of them and the lack of public participation. During the years when National Park Service is involved in the development of a trail, I often receive distress calls from property owners who, without warning, are faced with imminent trail development on their property. This is a rather typical example. In 2002, a property owner ran across a piece of paper lying on a desktop and called me, and I, as a result, crashed a National Park Service trail meeting in the nearby village of Schuylerville, where they were advancing the Erie Canalway Trail to Lake Champlain. Many property owners would have been affected, but none were notified. Now, 5 years later, as this long trail route is being activated, people are wondering what the explanation is for physical trail cutting on their own property. There are new National Park Service trail signs about the Champlain Heritage Area Trail. People are trying to find out information with Freedom of Information requests. All of this could be prevented by requiring amendments to the bill to require that individual property owners be notified by mail. That would eliminate the secrecy, and by having additional requirements, the public participation issue could be solved. One of the problems is that the trails start in parkland, and then they're expanded as the parkland is developed. The property owners get squeezed between the parklands that are developed in the past. The bill could be amended to require a public hearing in every town, village, and city to publicize the specific trail at the very beginning and to receive the reactions of the private property owners. They should also be told of the access routes. On that canalway trail that I just mentioned, there are many access routes also through private property. The bill should be amended to provide that the trail not go forward through private property unless the private property owners actually support it in writing. A third deficiency has been the practice of piecemeal development. What the National Park Service does is it takes one portion at a time. It starts with existing parks, and then it uses local municipalities as covers for a more ambitious plan, and they try to take a trail in their area. Then the local people get all upset. They defeat it in the local municipality. The National Park Service moves off, but they can come back later until the people are exhausted. So what I'd like to recommend is that there should be no piecemeal development, that the entire thing should come through as one continuous trail, and it should be simultaneously publicized in every locality, and that all of the landowners be fully involved by mail. Also, the problem of eminent domain does arise. I'm not familiar with exactly how it would be solved by any proposals that have been made here, but what the National Park Service routinely does is it uses the threat of eminent domain to create willing sellers. But it also uses eminent domain directly, as it did with the Graymore estate of the monks down in Garrison, New York. And it was only when Representative Sue Kelly intervened that the eminent domain to take part of the monastery was put off. So it's true that you may need eminent domain for minor issues, but if the people were fully involved, then you wouldn't need eminent domain if you designed a park that or a trail that met the people's requirements who owned the property. I would like to ask that if there is to be eminent domain, that the National Park Service would have to come back to the Congress for every particular property that would be condemned. So I'd like to thank you very much for testifying today.